welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. This is a momentous recording for us.
It is. It's number
100. Can you believe this is our 100th podcast?
I know. I can't believe that we had so much to say. Oh, wait. No, I can't believe
that. Yeah, of course.
That.
We had a lot to say.
Yeah.
But just that we could do it is amazing to me.
Yeah, because we knew nothing about podcasting. You had listened to a lot of podcasts.
Oh, I listened to them all the time.
I really hadn't really listened to too many. We listened to a few together. But yeah, we didn't know anything about the equipment, programs, how to post it. We knew nothing.
Zero. Zilch.
And you have taken care of the technical part of all of that.
That is typically my role in this business, is some of those technical behind the scenes thing. And you are the creative brain.
Yes, I am. Yes. Yes. Let's have a moment.
Oh, goodness. Let's go back, though. And I think we should have some cowbell for episode 100.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wow. It's just exciting to me.
It is exciting. And again, you know, we overuse the word amazed, but it has just been a surprise.
Yes.
I don't have a thesaurus in front of me, but we are just in awe of the people that comment that they listen to this.
Yes. Everywhere we go, or at the market, coming out to the mercantile, I was at a party the other night and someone commented to me that they listen to this, they enjoy it, and that was so affirming to me.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sorry if you're just so bored that you have to listen to us.
It is kind of...
but thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, everyone.
And thank you for telling us that you listen, and we appreciate that.
We
because
do.
Because that feedback is important. You know, we don't need a pat on the back to talk. Of course, I don't.
Oh, I don't either.
But we do appreciate that the people that tell us, and we are surprised at how many random people we don't even know and people that we do know that listen almost every week.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
We absolutely do. We have a few other things that we're going to share on this podcast. It really is interesting that it falls at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. We didn't plan it that way.
We didn't. So this will be posted on the 23rd of December. We'll have one more podcast in December, and then we are full on into the year 2020.
Mm-hmm. And I think over time that we started the podcast, we've only missed one week.
Yes.
That I can recall. And that was a family crisis. And even during that crisis, though, we managed to record.
We did. It's been really an interesting process for us.
Something, it's kind of been a good process.
Oh, very much so. Something that we use as a time to reflect and share what we've been doing, and it's just been kind of fun.
Yep, it has. So here's to the first 100.
Cowbell again. Okay, so let's start talking the rest of this episode and maybe into next about what we're planning for 2020. This is going to be a great year for us. I can just feel it.
Yeah, I can too. As many of you know already, that the mercantile is now closed
right
for a couple of months. We don't have a firm date yet. We're going to kind of look at the weather and what's going on. But we're sometime in March, we'll reopen.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of people that were sad yesterday at the Merc that said, oh, we're going to miss you for a couple of months. And it's like, we're not really going anywhere.
We're not. We're going to spend January and February resting, refreshing, planning, building.
Planting.
Yes, you will start planting.
I'll start plants, which will be exciting, and we'll keep you updated.
Oh, yes. We're not going away.
No.
But we will be more active building our online presence, different things that we do there in terms of sharing on the podcast. We're developing some online courses.
And we're going to be speaking. We already have one.
Yes, we do.
One conference is booked for February. We're excited about that.
Yes.
So we'll be speaking at the Spring Into Gardening Conference in February for the Coles County Master Gardeners. And we have a really, it's going to be so fun. I just love the title of it.
I do too.
Yeah. So,
should we share that title or should we keep people in suspense?
Oh, let's tell them because we want them to come to the conference too.
This is open to anyone.
Yeah. But we will be speaking on, farmers markets.
Yes. And a focus on being a good consumer at the farmers market and probably a touch on being a vendor.
Yeah. A little bit how to be a vendor and, but mostly how to be a consumer.
Yes.
And the name of our presentation.
This almost needs a drum roll. I don't know if I have a drum roll.
I know.
This needs a drum roll.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, something maybe. Maybe you can find something creative. But to market, to buy a fat fig.
Yay! That I just love that
one. It kind of fits, you know, our crazy personalities. But we're going to talk a little bit about how to know what's in season, what's not. So I think some tips maybe to help people as consumers and as a potential vendor or as a current vendor.
Right. So we're looking forward to that and developing some other presentations that we can do at different events. So if you are in charge of an event and think something that we have to offer would be a good fit for you, get in touch with us and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. We like to talk, as you know.
You can tell that.
And but yeah, we're not dropping off the face of the earth.
No.
We are going to be doing other things, but we decided that it's really important to take a rest. And that's really difficult for both of us to do.
It is. And, you know, I mentioned that we're developing some of our own courses, but one of the things that we will also do during this time is take some courses ourselves and build our knowledge and skill set for providing new products, new information. We don't really have too many of those lined up yet, but we'll share when we do.
Yeah, we have a couple of ideas of things that we would like to do and to build us up. And I don't know, it's cool to have the freedom to do it. This is the first time ever in my lifetime I've been able to take some time off. Now, you know, I have some product ideas, some things that I want to work on. And so I'll be doing that. I know you're going to be writing.
Yes, I'm going to spend a great deal of time during this 2-month break in working on my writing, my novel in progress. I'm doing some posting, getting ahead of the game on that. Instead of always behind and pushing a deadline. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
And I think Honeybee already has an idea for another book.
She does. Our good friend Martha made a suggestion and we have started running with that in the planning phase. So I'm not sure when that will come out, but we're working on that as well.
Yeah. So we, or she, has a really good idea.
Yes,
and,
she does.
We'll see how that goes. And I guess in talking about Honeybee's book, we appreciate and we thank those who have already bought the book.
Yes.
And you know that we were $1 for each sale of Honeybee's book to give to the Coles County Animal Shelter.
Yes.
And also our friend Cheryl donated some really beautiful cards. They were so adorable.
They are.
Of Honeybee that we also were able to offer as a promotion. We gave with each book that we sold at the Merck and through our online store. And I think we have a total now.
We do.
We are going to make a donation probably this week. We'll be getting a check in the mail for...
We have a $120 donation going to the Coles County Animal Shelter from the sale of Honeybee's books. So that's one way that we can give back, and we're pretty excited about that. And instead of a drum roll, I think we should have a honeybee meow.
The author just walked in now.
She did.
Oh, she's talking, but she's under the desk. So
might be hard to hear. But we are going to get that out. So thank you to everyone who purchased a book and helped make that donation possible. So as a final message, I think, in this episode 100, we'd like to thank everyone who has come to the mercantile, shopped online, shopped at farmers markets, everywhere.
Yeah, and I have some photos that we'll be doing kind of a year in review, and as we've reflected on that, it's been an amazing year.
It has.
And so I don't know if anyone heard that, but someone just jumped on my shoulder, Miss Honeybee.
Yes, she wants to be part of this podcast.
She's wanting to be a part of the podcast. So anyway, I'm a little distracted because there's a cat on my shoulder.
So a big thank you to everyone.
Yeah, for listening to this podcast, for encouraging us, for telling us that you listen. We do appreciate it, and watch for, we're going to be doing some year in review, and you'll see that on the social media channels, on the blog posts, so watch for those.
Absolutely.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.